Here on the Tiger Sports Network with head coach of the men's and women's cross country teams, Craig Penny, getting set to take his Tigers into action here in 2010 as they kick things off on Saturday, September 4th, when they travel down to Kettering for the Meyer Flyer 5K Invitational hosted by the University of Dayton. First of all, Coach, thanks for taking some time. It is a season that holds a lot of promise for your Tigers this year. The women's team finishing second last year, that was the best that the program had ever finished in the North Coast Athletic Conference. And the men's team brings in a good crop to go along with a couple of very talented returners as well. So we're looking forward to some big things here in 2010.
Yeah, really pleased with the summer training. They have come in ready to go, committed, focused, and I think there's unlimited potential with what both of these squads can achieve this year. Yes, the women had a great year last year, but I still believe that we have a lot more that we can accomplish this year. The guys, again, a blend of maturity with our leaders, Kevin Frick and Matt Overturf, and some really solid incoming freshmen, Jacob Kuntz, Wade Westbrook, and Ab Shigu from North Pickerington. With the juniors and sophomores that have that seasoned experience under their belt, I think they could have a real knockout season this year on their terms as well. So really looking forward to getting the season kicked off this weekend down in Dayton with that meet. It's a great opportunity for our kids to go out there and see what they can do.
The women's team last year really set a lot of new marks, and they did it with some underclassmen. It was Darcy Dubick, Mary Pfeiffer, Anna Henry, Biz Goodbarn, all were all-conference last year. Amy Stamen was in the mix as part of that top five as well. And those five just mentioned were either sophomores or freshmen last year. Now they're juniors and sophomores, so you expect the leadership and the experience to begin to pay off now that they've stepped up to the next level?
Absolutely. They understand what our philosophy is, what our goals are. They have prepared themselves well for what we have challenged them with this year. We're going to be more aggressive about our approach to training. Obviously, much more aggressive with our approach to racing. We feel like we've got a lot of things that we can accomplish that have never been made or done at this program. So we're really excited about that. Plus, we have a real good group of freshmen with Shannon Kelleher, Maggie McIlvain, who have really come in, and Molly King from here in Springfield area look like they're three solid kids that can come in and really add to the depth maturity that we have in place. So I think there's an unlimited potential for this group of ladies to go out and really do some phenomenal things.
It all gets started on September 4th when the Tigers travel down to the Flyer 5K Invitational down at the University of Dayton. And then for the rest of the season, you guys make a couple of short local trips for the All-Ohio meet. You also travel out to Otterbein in late September. But you'll make it a lengthy trip up to Calvin to go up against some of the best teams that you're likely going to see competing for regional and national spots later on down the year. It's a great region. It always has been, Coach, and it's going to be a tough battle for you guys in each and every meet, I imagine.
Yeah, I think that one of the things that we looked at last year at the conclusion of the season was to try and strengthen our competitive schedule. So we're getting out and running against the conference schools much more, like the GLCAs next week, taking our top kids up to Calvin to run against the schools we're going to run into at the regional. So we think those kinds of opportunities are going to better prepare our runners for the challenges that lie ahead, be it the conference meet, the regional NCAA meet, and hopefully get a chance to get to the nationals. So I think we've really given them a challenge, but I think they're up to that challenge.
Head coach Craig Penny, the head coach of the men's and women's cross country teams, our guest here on the Tiger Sports Network as the Tigers count down towards the conference meet, which this year will be held out at Wabash College. It's a rotation that each school in the conference gets to host. It'll be interesting this year. Your women come back as second place finishers a year ago. Oberlin is expected to contend as well in the North Coast Athletic Conference for that title. A couple of other schools, Ohio Wesleyan, Allegheny, Kenyon, always in the mix as well. And on the men's side, it's going to be interesting because there are a number of teams that could very well be nationally ranked teams out of the North Coast Athletic Conference on the men's side. So it's going to be a difficult battle, but you have to gear everything up heading towards late October.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that the North Coast Athletic Conference presents is one of the strongest cross-country programs across the board in the nation with a number of teams that are nationally ranked. There are a number of teams challenging for conference titles and also a berth to that national level. And that speaks highly regarding our athletes, our students, and the commitment that the conference has made towards the sport of cross country. I think it's a fantastic conference, which presents many, many challenges for us. But we've got a group of guys and young ladies who we think can really step up and do a really nice job and represent Wittenberg at that level.
Shifting gears towards looking at the men's team this year, you mentioned Kevin Frick and Matt Overturf, the captains here in 2010, and then a trio of freshmen. But there's a good group of middle distance runners from last year's track and field team that are rising juniors and sophomores that you expect to really fill in a lot of those spots as this team tries to provide some more depth.
Absolutely. These guys have had 2 years to mature and develop into cross-country runners, and that's a maturation process that we try to start day one when they arrive as freshmen. But the Cowgill twins, Ryan Hagen, Trevor Grandy, all guys that we're going to count on heavy this year to really step in and really challenge themselves to get better, which in the end will make the men's program much stronger, more competitive, and they're going to have to be ready to go run when they step out there every Saturday for competition. But I think we have a great group of leaders. There's a fantastic blend, youth and maturity that are really going to take them to another level.
One of the things that's the biggest difference between this program now and this program from a few years ago, Craig, is the sheer numbers that are out on the team this year. Right now, the number's approaching 60. And it's just immense when you think about the amount of depth that provides. Obviously, it provides some challenges as well. But at the same time, when you've got 56 young men and women out there, you're going to have a lot of talent, and sooner or later, somebody's going to eventually step up and rise to the top.
Yeah, it's unprecedented in my career of 33 years. I've never had 50-plus athletes want to come out and endure the training that we put them through on a daily basis and go out there and compete and perform at a high level. But yeah, it's provided us with a lot of depth, competitiveness in practice. Yeah, there is some challenges with it, but overall, I think they've really stepped up and are really excited about the things that we can achieve. And those things are based on individual performances. So it's going to be a big challenge, but boy, these kids have really stepped up this first 10 days and showed us that they're really ready to accept that challenge. So it's exciting.
Talking with head coach Craig Penny, men's and women's cross-country coach, as the Tigers look to battle to the top half in the North Coast Athletic Conference on both the men's and women's side. The women's side will be contending for a North Coast Athletic Conference title when the conference meet rolls around in late October. Coach, when it comes to cross-country, it's something that you'll see across the board when it comes to all the fall sports. So much of what happens in the season is because of what happened over the course of the summer. It's not like some of the other sports in the winter and during the spring where you can come in and work yourself into shape. If you don't come into shape, you're going to find yourself behind the eight ball right from the get-go. So it's a testament to the young men and women who are out there knowing that they had to put in the long hours out on the roads during the summer heat in order to get themselves ready to compete here in late August and early September.
I think it's one of the things that when I came in here 5 years ago was to change the culture and the attitude, was to make it more accountable and develop an atmosphere where our expectation is to go out and compete on a weekly basis and be ready to compete for a conference championship. We've got that in place now. I think that we can be as good as we want to be. Again, the leadership and the guys and the gals who have been with us for a number of years understand that. They've gotten these kids ready to train over the summer. They've monitored a lot of the things that they have done over the past couple of years to get them to this point in time. So really, my job is to get them here, give them the information and train them. But it's their job to bring the right attitude and the work ethic to what we're trying to do. And I would say that that carries over to what we do in the classroom. Our kids have fantastic academic performances, probably some of the highest GPAs on campus. So I think we're really doing a lot of great things with the program.
On the women's side, the seniors have really worked their way through the system. They've seen this program build along with you now that they were one of those crops that were amongst your first crops coming in as a Wittenberg cross country and track and field head coach here. It's nice to see that group have gone through the grind for 4 years and to see them validate it with some success here. On the women's side, you've got a couple of great leaders who are going to help provide this team, maybe not so much in your top seven, but out there on the course on a daily basis, making sure that everyone is in line and making sure that everyone is following the Wittenberg mantra.
Yeah, one of our captains this year is Lindsey Pepper, who's done a really nice job keeping these kids focused, keeping them on toe of what they need to do on a daily basis. So I'm really kind of leaning on her a little bit to provide the leadership to our younger freshmen and sophomore people. But our juniors, Darcy, Anna Henry, have really showed that they've captured that leadership quality as well. But really it's coming down to our seniors who, again, have been with me for 4 years, understand what we're trying to do. They've seen the direction that we're going in, and they're big supporters of what we're doing and helping out. It makes my job a whole lot easier.
And on the men's side, you've seen a group that has essentially been the seniors for a couple of years now. You only graduated one senior on the men's side from a year ago, so therefore your junior class was essentially your senior class. It's great to have them around for 2 years because you get an extra year in order to have them work into that leadership role. Kevin Frick last year was the first all-conference performer for a Wittenberg Tiger since the late 90s, if you can believe it, Coach. Just an impressive testament to his work ethic and what he's been able to do for this program.
Yeah, Kevin exemplifies what we're all about with the program. Academics, unbelievable. He was an academic All-American last year, All-Region. He sets the tone for the practices, for the mental attitude, and the direction that we want to go on a daily basis. And he's really been a phenomenal role model for our younger guys because they understand, they're prepared, they've done the work. He's gotten on them about doing the work. So, again, it's all coming down to Kevin and his job, his work ethic has really blended in well with what I'm trying to do with the program. I can't say enough about our leadership, both men and women, but these guys are really strong people and they're going to do a tremendous thing.
Should be a fun year, Coach. We're looking forward to it, and I think people will really start to be taking notice of Wittenberg Cross Country here in the next couple of months.
Well, I think I'd like to see a lot of people get involved with what we're doing. The parents group is unbelievable. Get our alumni involved with what we're doing as well. Come out to our meets. See this group of 50-plus people running down a course is phenomenal. So, yeah, get involved. It's going to be a great year for us.
And by the by, you've got a couple of great facilities. One that may very well be the home site for the North Coast Athletic Conference Championships next year. Without really too many parks here in the Springfield City area, you have to be resourceful in where you go, and there are some great places to go out and run here in Springfield if you go out and find them.
Yeah. Our plans for next year hosting the conference meet will be using John Bryant State Park. We'll do a preview meet in mid-September and then the conference meet the end of October. We'd love to see as many alumni come out and student body and those people come out and support these things. But come out now. We've got a great group. They're going to make a huge name for themselves as well as the program this year. And again, take that next step to the level we want to get to, which is conference championships, and hopefully get to the national meet. Those are our goals.
Well, Coach, best of luck this year, and we'll hopefully be talking to you down the road.
We're real excited. We've added Ben Bradley to the program as an assistant coach. He's done a great job. The kids really understand what we're doing. And that's where it all starts is with the student-athletes because without them, we're nothing. So they've done a great job. We're excited and look forward to getting this season started.
That's head coach Greg Penny here on the Tiger Sports Network getting set for the start of the 2010 cross-country season.